And we start in Mississippi, where 680 mostly Latino undocumented immigrants were arrested yesterday at several poultry plants around Jackson. Schools scrambled to make sure kids had someone to go home to. 11-year-old Magdalena Gomez Gregorio's father was taken.
Government, please put your heart. Let my parents be free with everybody else, please.
That tape from WJTV. The mayor of Jackson is Chokwe Lumumba. Mr. Mayor, are you hearing voices like this?
Absolutely. We're hearing a cry from our community, a cry of disgust, a cry that sees this poor display of humanity. While these factories are not in Jackson, they are only a short distance away. Many of these individuals live near or in the city of Jackson, more than likely. And so I think that we can't stand idly by and see this this human rights crisis take place.
Well, let's talk about the practical concerns first. This was the first day of school, so as has happened with past raids, schools had a scramble to make sure children had someone to go home to. Almost 700 workers at a couple of plants. This is 40 miles east of Jackson. These were longtime residents, hardworking. That's tough work, processing chicken, any kind of meat. And there's a sign outside one of the plants saying they're hiring. Well, what do you think the economic consequences will be? Will those plants be able to get 700 workers who are not undocumented?
It would appear to be an effort of cutting off your nose to spite your face. As we see the state government supporting these actions, it will have a significant impact on the economics of this state. And you know, what it all flows from is a horrible economic policy where we pit people against one another, suggesting that you have a population that are taking people's jobs. And I suggest that if it was your job, no one could take it. Ultimately, what is taking place is that you have several groups of people that are being taken advantage of. And instead of recognizing the common struggle that we bear, we often are found in fruitless arguments or fruitless disputes with one another.
Well, we've heard in the past from owners of these plants that they can't get people to do these really, really tough, not pleasant jobs. But should employers be more responsible here? I mean, we're reading in the Clarion Ledger that the former owner of a Tennessee plant that was raided last year was sentenced just last month to 18 months in prison for immigration violations. The law is the law, Mr. Mayor, and these employers had to know that they were hiring undocumented workers. You know, is perhaps there some fault there?
Well, having, and I will speak to the employers, but having some knowledge before I took on the role of mayor, I worked in a law firm where we represented the Mississippi Immigrants Rights Alliance. Often it is American companies that go over to our neighboring countries and promise opportunity to people. Many of these people give up their life savings to come over here because they're promised an opportunity only to be, you know, held under the threat of being sent back after everything that they've worked for is now depleted. They've raised families to be sent back and you know, just in a completely disarming circumstance. And so once you understand that, then you do realize that, yeah, employers need to be held responsible, but employers need to be held responsible for trying to have slave labor. They need to be held responsible for not offering living wages. And so what we are doing we're prosecuting the victims in this case.
Well, Mr. Mayor, you're calling on churches to become safe havens. Now, your city is already a sanctuary city. That means that you have an ordinance that prohibits the police from gathering information on someone's immigration status. You want the federal ICE officials to handle that so that your police can have the trust of the communities to do their policing. That's what a sanctuary city is. But you're actually asking churches now to become safe havens. Aren't you feeding into the problem, though, because you are then, you know, telling undocumented immigrants, you know, come take refuge in our churches? But, you know, as you just said, they will still face the threat of deportation. I mean, aren't you giving them a false sense of hope if the laws are still the way they are?
What I'm doing is calling on the churches to help people in need. I believe that should be the pursuit of every church. You know, and any law that would that would support anything to the contrary is a bad law.
That's Chokwe Lumumba, mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. Mayor Lumumba, thank you very much.
Thank you.